During the course of this week, we bring about 25 emerging composers from around the world to Buffalo, along with five or six mentor composers. And we have what is some kind of hybrid cross between a composers' conference and a new music performance festival. During the course of the week, each composer who is here will have at least one work played under what we consider to be world-class performance conditions, great groups playing in a really beautiful hall and space so that composers and audiences can hear rather definitive performances of new work. And we do this through a set of concerts. Each day there are 4 o'clock concerts in the afternoon, and there are 7:30 concerts in the evening, except for Sunday when we have a concert at 2:30 in the afternoon, which features the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
You probably work pretty hard to vet the talent out. It sounds like you have quite a process to get to the applicants and select who's going to perform.
Yes, we have. Over the last, now I've been doing it 27 years, created a process that we think works fairly well. We create a very open call for the emerging composers from around the world, and they apply with some very specific proposals under the guidelines each year for what we have available. Then we review in the neighborhood of 80 to 100 applications to try to select the 25 composers who represent a wide variety of perspectives, national experiences, and levels of experience as well. In terms of performers, we try to work with groups that are both well-known to us and other audiences and are very established groups, like Signal, Meridian Arts Ensemble, Telejon, New York New Music Ensemble, and so forth. And also we try to bring emerging groups. So this year we have a group from Germany called Ensemble Interface, which is a relatively young ensemble that is coming, and they will be presenting their own concert as well as works by the emerging composers. In doing this, we try to match up emerging composers with emerging ensembles, and that's been a very productive way for composers to come to the attention of new groups who are looking for new composers and new repertoire.
David, most unusual this year that you would say as part of this program?
I think one unusual thing this year is that we have been able this year to present the Gankine Philharmonic, which is a group that was formed by my colleague John Nelson here, and they're a really, really interesting kind of hybrid group. They play arrangements of contemporary standards, and by that I mean even people like Stravinsky and so forth, for a 10-piece band, which is some kind of hybrid band between acoustic and electric instruments. Somehow a crossover between jazz, rock, and classical music. It's a very, very interesting program that John puts together. Another interesting opportunity that we were able to take advantage of this year was one of our resident composers, Bob Beezer from Juilliard, had written a quite wonderful guitar concerto for Elliot Fiske. And in my discussions with Joanne Folletta, we determined that it would be possible for us to work together to present this new work at the same time that her guitar festival is taking place in Buffalo. So we're able to happily present a collaboration between June in Buffalo and the Joanne Folletta International Guitar Festival and the BPO, which makes for a great deal of interest.
Tell us about what the audience can expect for those that never have experienced it before, perhaps might try it for the first time this year. What unique thing will they hear that's so different to the ear?
Well, that's really hard for me to predict because that requires me to put myself in the shoes of someone else. It's very hard to do. But what I would say is that if someone comes to one of our programs, for example, tonight, Roberto Fabriciani, who is an Italian flutist and has worked with some of the most important composers in the post-World War II period in creating new repertoire for the flute.
So basically all types of the normal instruments that you would see in an orchestra, but the artists are taking them to new heights, so to speak, or
yes.
New notes.
There's a continuous exploration under the terms of what we determine to be artistic expression. Artists are always trying to explore and expand the dimensions of artistic expression, and so we have that in evidence. And one of the things that interests me a lot is the combination of that which is let's say, older, and which you might regard as the traditional wellsprings of any of the instruments, combined with an expansion of the resources possible for creation. And that's what we're trying to do as contemporary artists.
David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.